It's horrible.
The only reason why I change it for Kevin was I thought you went to Patty's wedding yesterday, but you canceled it?
Yeah, I canceled.
I mean, one sad twat.
No, she was, we were supposed to go to the wedding, and then, and then we were going to bring our kids, and then I told Patty, I go, hey, is it okay if we bring our kids? And she's like, let me check with the, with the restaurant, the lady who's running the thing. So it's like, already I got my foot halfway out the door, and then my wife started shit with me on Thursday night, and I almost got robbed by two, black dudes.
Wow.
Coming home Thursday. No, I'm coming home. Like, where I live is a decent neighborhood. But then I'm like getting close to my house, and there's the light rails close to there. So it's like that. But it's like 12:30 on a Thursday, so there's usually nobody out. Anyway, I see there's one white guy walking towards my building, and then I see him. He's been walking from the train the whole way, like me. So then all of a sudden I see him like a shadowy kind of like a black dude.
Right. He must have been smart.
No, I got a little spooked, and then I saw a black dude. The guy kept walking, and then all of a sudden, I see this black dude kind of move to the side, and I was like, "Oh!" So then I go, "All right, well, that happens pretty obvious. He's a random black dude, you know." Anyway, then I see it's two black dudes. The white guy was, I guess, drunk. He walked right in between it, and he made them separate.
That's a baller move.
Yeah, so I'm like, so maybe it's just like, you know, you got to act like you're the motherfucker,
yep,
you know?
True.
So then I'm like, but I couldn't look like a motherfucker because I was shopping. I had, like, fucking food. I'm like a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like someone's bitch walking out with my groceries. So it's hard to look like a fucking player.
Big bag of Raisin Bread.
Yeah, when you got a fucking big Dwayne Reed bag with fucking Rice Krispie treats in there. I look like a real fairy. So I'm thinking, like, what the fuck am I going to do? Because I know they're going to do something. They can't just laugh. I mean...
Yeah, right.
It's the street fucking code. They can't just let me walk. Yeah. And then am I supposed to act like I'm scared? Because I have fucking like $800 cash on me too.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I forgot to go to the bank. Anyway, so then I just go to the, I just, there's a building that's before, there's a bunch of buildings over there, but there's a building close to mine.
Right.
And it's right before you get to the train, and it's, they have a doorman too. So I just walked, I just pretend I was walking in there right before I intervened with them, and then I not even go in the building, but they're like our sister building. It's the same management company, so I could have just been like, "Hey, a couple of you know whats were almost fucking took my $800.
You could break out.
I would have tipped him 20 just for let me stay in there for a second." So then I go inside, and my wife's awake, which is a red flag anyway. And they should call a movie Red Flag, shouldn't they?
4 days a month.
No, there should be a movie called Red Flag. You know, it's a real red flag. There should be a red flag. Like, it's like one of those Taken movies, Red Flag.
Right.
Where your wife comes out at 12:30 in the morning.
Hey, Kevin, I got a special set of skills, Kevin. Hide under the bed. Don't tell nobody.
Anyway, so she starts shit with me. I can't remember what, but she starts shit with me. And then I was like, and I go, you know, I almost got jumped by two black dudes. And
you almost get jumped.
And she goes, oh, because they're black? I go, yeah, because they're black. It was two white, first of all, two white dudes aren't just walking around randomly on a Thursday at 12:30. So I'm thinking, what, the black guys probably just got off the light rail. But where are they going? Where are they going? So anyway, long story short, I didn't get robbed. And then I told Patty, I go, I'm not going to your wedding. I go. I said, you know, I was going out of town, and then I was gonna have to drive back on Sunday and then pick up my wife and kids and take them to a wedding. I'm like, I'm not gonna fucking deal with my wife bitching at me, about all this shit. So I'm like, I just canceled. And then it made it easier for her too, because then she didn't have to worry about my kids ruining her fucking wedding.
It's weird that at a restaurant, it was a daytime wedding. Usually for kids, they're like, okay, at a daytime wedding.
She said she was probably going to be okay. She just wanted to check. So before she checked, I was like, fuck it. No more checking necessary. I'm not even coming.
Right.
You cunt. You twat. I told her I still sent her $100 because I'm no Lenny.
Right. But, I mean, it's also weird to get emailed.
Not a filthy Jew.
Like a tech.
Shout out to Judd Apatow. I was on Crashing last night.
What's that?
I was on Crashing. Yeah, of course I'm up against the Oscars.
Yeah, of course you are.
I can't get a break.
Right, right. You made the edit. Good for you.
I was going to ask if he saw it, but I guess he didn't see anything.
I will find it on. I have a.
I don't. My wife was. I guess my. Whatever. Somebody tweeted something. So I go, I guess I'm on. So my wife watched it. But when I came on, I just. I couldn't. My wife would listen on her thing. We were watching the Oscars because right. I was just sitting there and she has the Bluetooth so because the kids can't hear it.
Right, right.
So they can go to sleep. So I listened to one. But when she was watching Crashing, I watched it until I came on the screen. Then I couldn't take it.
You happy with the performance?
I didn't watch. I watched myself, but I took the headphones off.
You want to hear yourself?
No. Ugh. It's not that. It's just, it's like the whole, the way they edit, I know I would be furious. And then I asked my wife, I go, how did they, because the me and Will Sylvans had a scene together, and they gave him, they cut out on his line instead of a funny, because I had the funniest line in the thing. I just improvised it. And I knew they were going to fucking, I figured they were going to, but the whole room laughed, and then they go cut, and then that was the end of, because we were ad-lib, we were like ad-libbing for like 15 minutes, and then Judd Apatow was there, so when I did the funny line, the whole room laughed. They're not even supposed to laugh, but they all just laughed. And then I thought, well, he probably won't put it in anyway. So they gave Will Sylvans the outline. Oh. And of course, it wasn't even funny, but it was all about how I'm white and not and like I'm a loser because I'm white dude.
The big tall guy just hung himself? Thank you. Yeah, he gave himself a chalk outline. I knew the guy, actually. He was a nice guy. He hung himself. I talked to Joe DeRosa about it. I said, "You're 6'7". What do you hang yourself from? Like an airplane hanger? Like you really got to get a ladder and stuff."
Is this the best you can do? A guy fucking hung himself, and this is the best you can do. Go ahead, caller.
He's probably the guy from Boston.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
This is Chad. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
Sorry for your loss, Chad.
He was just making jokes about Brody Stevens. What would you say?
No, I was saying something about a chalk outline. But when you're 6'7", you hang yourself. You got to find a cathedral ceiling at the very least. Anybody? Hello? Chad, are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening to your joke.
Okay. Well, it's a work in progress. I'm working.
He's writing for you. He's writing. Saul?
Brad Trackman. So what's up?
Brad's friends with Brody Stevens.
Not anymore.
Oh, come on, man.
He killed himself. Like, whatever. Like, he was miserable.
Hey, let the body cool.
Yeah, then we can all... like Marilyn Monroe, remember that?
No. What do you mean, remember what?
There's a rumor that people made love to Marilyn Monroe in the
what do you mean made love? They fuck... You don't make love to a dead body. You fuck it.
Well, if you kiss it on the neck.
Made love.
Kiss it on the neck.
Oh, now he's like, I made love... He's making Brody Stevens jokes. Now he's like, I made love to a... Marilyn Monroe, you're a fucking freak. Chad, I knew it was going to be bad, though. I knew once I saw that, I'm like, because he was like the center of a lot of shit, right?
Yeah, everyone knew Brody, and everyone loved him, man. I mean, I met him in 2005, and we were like really legit friends, and it's a sad day for comedy, man.
I knew it was going to fuck up L.A., because I knew he was like, everyone loved that guy.
Yeah, I got fucked up with him a bunch.
He was actually a big fan of Kevin's and Anthony. He wanted to do Kumia's show when he came to New York, and he wanted to do your show.
Yeah, he wanted to do our show.
Oh.
He was, usually people... I got bad timing with bookings.
Usually people have hang-ups about being part of the show.
No, it's sad because, no, he was like a legendary kind of a No, because when I lived out there, I did warm up on Jezelnik. He was the Jezelnik warm up guy.
Yeah,
and he couldn't do it for a couple weeks. So the guy who produced Norm's show produced Jezelnik's show. He was a guy who worked there, so he called me. So I did it, and I said, well, I asked him, how did Brody Stevens do warm up? They go, oh, it's like nothing you've ever seen, because they always said I was such a good warm up, but I felt like a hack because. They said he was like amazing, but I can imagine him being amazing because he didn't really, you know, his whole act was one-liners, you know? So it was mostly like one-liners and then he would talk in between the jokes, but it was more about like just him commenting on what was going on in the room, not really about the jokes.
There's also that new Brody Stevens knockout joke. Have you heard it?
Here comes the bad punchline.
No, what is it?
Brody, it's a knock-knock.
Who's there?
Brody Stevens.
Brody Stevens who? That doesn't even make sense.
he's choking on a rope.
Oh.
I don't know. Look, the guy was clearly...
I asked Chad to call in, not so you could do this. You're a child.
Yeah.
You're like a drunk child.
We should have done the theme from MASH for the show today.
No, so Chad, so did you go to the Comedy Store on Friday?
Yeah, I went up with Tripoli, and it was like... I mean, everyone was crying. It was like, I mean, it was really weird. It was very odd. It was, you see Joe Rogan crying. You see the door guy crying. I mean, they were all wearing Brody shirts. It was quite an event.
be funny, like Neil squirting lemons in his eyes so he can look like he's crying.
Yeah, Chad said Neil didn't even tweet about it or anything. He didn't say anything.
Broken up.
Yeah, I don't know if Brody had a relationship with Neil.
No, but you know what the thing is? You know the thing is, Chad, Neil's show Three Mics was about how he's depressed, but it's like, if he's really depressed, wouldn't he fucking hang himself? You know what I mean? So I think a guy like Brody was like, Neil's a poser. He's not really depressed. He's like, he's using that angle to be so he, you know, so women will be like, oh, what a backstory, you know, because Brody didn't talk about how he was depressed in his act.
I want to thank you for
On his show he did, but not in his act. And Neil was like, I'm depressed.
I want to thank you for reminding
me. I'm friends with Blake Griffin, and I'm sad about it.
I want to thank you for reminding me. I'm actually going to an event Thursday night, and I have a pair of wrinkled twill pants. I've got to get him depressed.
My God, you're horrible. God damn it. I never knew.
Brody was trying to show what depression was all about?
No, I just think that I think if Neil put something out, I think everybody thinks Neil's a fraud anyway. So the whole Three Mics thing was like, he's depressed. And it's like, what are you depressed about? Like, Brody had like serious fucking issues. You know, he's bipolar, he's on meds and all this shit. Neil's like, and I think Gary Goldman, actually, I have a thing going with Gary Goldman, but he has depression issues too. And he brought up Neil on stage, like, he was talking about Chappelle, and then he goes, the worst thing about Dave Chappelle is he brought us Neil Brennan, because I think he resents the fact that Neil's like, I'm depressed, and give me a special.
You think Gary Goldman calls his testicles his Goldman Sachs?
I don't know. We got to get him on the ask.
Oh, boy.
No, but he was it's sad, man. It's a sad, it's not a good, it's just sad. It's a sad fucking situation, so... Anyway,
we had gigs booked together this summer. We were supposed to do some gigs together, Brody and I.
And Florentine, you and Florentine and Sam did Texas together, right?
Yeah, we did like a mini tour, and it was so much fun hanging, man. Like, you almost you told me.
That was a Freudian slip.
It was fun hanging.
Dude, I gotta go. Brian's annoying the shit out of me.
I'm sorry, Chad. Follow him on Twitter. I'm sorry that the guy passed away. I hung out with him a bunch of times. I'm sorry he passed away. But
you hung out with him?
Yeah, a bunch of times.
I'd say hung out with him.
Yeah, you're right. He can't help it. Can't help it. I spent time with him. And so,
when?
It's like over the years. I'm no spring
chicken. With who?
It's usually when Joe's in town. We'd, you know, go out.
What did DeRosa say?
Joe DeRosa actually a really good take on it. He was like, people, because I called him. I said, look, you knew this guy a lot better than I did. I'm sorry for you. But like, there is comedy in tragedy. We've all seen The Masks, but, you know, it's the kind of thing where like, he said, look, we were friends. We weren't like great friends. But he's like, the guy was completely miserable and depressed and sad. And like, so sometimes if you want to like pull the cord, like pull the cord, you know what I mean? Like sometimes life is a painful thing on a good day, you know? So he's in a better place. If it's no place, it's a better place than where he is. You know, if he's just laying in the ground, just
he's nowhere. He's nowhere. There's no afterlife. He's nowhere.
You. Right.
He's not up there. Like, hey, he's looking down. No, he's dead. My dad's dead. There's been no sign of him.
Right. He's like, ooh.
He would have fucking pushed Neil in front of a train by now.
Never marry a wop.
The thing is that no, I knew a lot of guys who knew him, you know, I mean, my friend Mike Gibbons, he was an executive producer on the show that he did for Comedy Central. So, I mean, it's been an ongoing thing, but everyone loved him because he was like,
yeah, he was a great guy.
He was a great guy, and he was very supportive guy.
Gentle. They called him a gentle giant.
I don't think they ever did.
But when Chad goes, it was a sad day for comedy. You just kind of like, I'm just like,
it is though. They were all fucked up though.
Yeah,
I knew they were. As soon as I saw that he died, I knew these LA guys were going to be all fucked up about it because he lived there. He was like he's one of the few guys who was from there.
Right.
So he was like all about the 818, which was like funny in itself. Because nobody has ever been for the 818, which
That's
is
a Thousand Oaks area code.
Yeah, no, which is the Valley area code, right. 818, and everybody was like 312 or right. 310. Nobody was 818. So he was like the real deal. Everybody loved him. He did warm up on all those shows. Yeah. He did warm up on Chelsea Handler's show, I guess, forever. And you know, he was kind of legendary from that. So you know, whatever. I don't know.
It's sad, but again, the guy was so miserable, he killed himself. And it's
here's the thing. The next day, I tweeted, I go, you know, they always say, check on, what did I tweet? I had like a funny tweet, but it wasn't even funny because I told it to Chad, and then Chad goes, oh, you should tweet that. Hold on.
This is good radio right here.
No, I mean, you could talk, you fucking retard. When I want you to talk, you don't talk.
What I really was concerned when I first heard about it, because, you know, my vision isn't great or whatever, I thought it was Adrian Brody.
I tweeted, I go, not one person checked on me today. Check on people with mental problems is what everyone says, but no one does it.
No.
And that's a fact. Like, Dan Natterman, he probably has, like, mental issues. He probably wants to kill himself every day. Does anyone check on him? No, because he's a fucking handful. So you avoid people that have mental problems because you call people that'll make you happy. So nobody calls somebody who's like all dark and be like, hey, you going to hang yourself today? So those are people that nobody fucking reaches out to. And then after the fact, they go, oh, yeah, reach out. Reach out to who?
Well, I was really concerned when I first heard the news because I honestly thought it was Adrian Brody. And I felt badly for his wife because I always thought he had a nice penis.
Oh, my God. We had an ejector seat.
I just dropped down to the eighth floor and up in some sweatshop. Hello, ladies. What are we making here? Raincoats?
Yeah, it's a sweat. It is a sweatshop building.
Yeah, it's really
making sweatshop comedy.
Yeah, I live in the building. It was a sweatshop underneath it, right around this neighborhood. And they would eat. We had big rats because they would eat chicken, like piece of chicken in the hallway, and throw their chicken bones all over the floor.
I heard they did it in certain neighborhoods, like probably not anymore, but like the Spanish Harlem and like the fucking 118 and weird neighborhoods. They just if they're from certain countries, they throw all their chicken bones on the street, and then the rats. Love it.
Yeah, it's great.
The rats take over the block.
Yeah, no, it's true.
I dated a girl. She lived on a block where the rats took over the block. You would walk down the street and you'd hear all this, like, it was like fucking gangs.
Was it Secret of Nim Street?
What?
Secret of Nim? Or Wilbur, oh, shit, I fucked up the movie.
How about the Oscars? The Oscars are like, I don't watch any of the movies, but it's like, who's going to go to see Green Book? Like, they go out of their way to make it, like, impossible for you to like anything they're doing.
Right.
Like, that's the best movie you made this year?
Right.
About a white guy driving a black guy around? It's like the opposite of Driving Miss Daisy or whatever? Yeah,
exactly. And Viggo Mortensen, I was unrecognizable. I did like when Spike Lee got up and turned his back, like, during...
I didn't see that. Yeah, they said he walked out.
He walked out. Such an asshole.
Yeah, but why? That's your best movie? Then what are you even doing? That's the best movie of the year. Green Book.
He's
going to go see Green Book. Have you seen, Butch, have you seen Green Book? Any interest? How about if they gave it to you on a plane for free? How about if they acted it out in the plane? Would you watch it? It's like Green Book?
I work at that.
It's like the fucking Democrats were like, we're so evolved because the movie has to be about something or whatever. But then they said the movie wasn't even fucking accurate to the guy's life. And the family, the black guy's family, they don't even like the movie. They said there was like, it's not accurate. And then the producers were racist or whatever. So it's like.
Racist?
No, they said the one guy used the... It's just, there's all kinds of shit. So even if they make this movie that's supposed to be like... something, right. then they're still like, hey, but white people are there. Why are the director was white, and then people resent that. And
it'd be great if
just give it to Black Panther. Be like, here you go, here's your year.
Right,
this is your year. So don't fuck it. It's like when I give my kids like candy, I go, now shut the fuck up for half an hour. So you give Black Panther the Oscar, then you go, you happy now? now eat your chicken and eat your watermelon and shut the fuck up.
All right.
You had a president. We gave you the Black Panther.
Right.
But Green Book, it's like, okay, it's about a black dude, but it's like, just give it to the black movie. Or give it to Spike Lee.
No.
The KKK movie.
Right, 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 yeah.
I want to see that. I like the KKK. Oh, I think it's good for satire, KKK. I mean, people have been taking these people seriously for too long, the KKK.
I called the KKK once. They're like a regional office. Like
what's the number? KKK 1734?
1-800.
No, it's AKK.
I hate Steven Singer. No, it's like I was on a website. I did this Christmas show, and they had these KKA. They have merchandise, and they had a T-shirt that said, and it was a KKK, and it looked like a Klan hood, but it was also a Christmas tree, and it said, "I'm dreaming
I hope
of." A,
they're listening because I'm not. I'm
it says,
done.
"I'm." It, says, like, I'm this it said, "I'm dreaming of a longest. White Christmas," and so, but they didn't know the size I wanted for the prize. So there was a phone number. It was like Fayetteville, Arkansas, or somewhere. I call some guys like, "Hello," and I'm like, "Is this a KKK?" And the guy goes, "Yeah." I said, "There's a T-shirt on your website," and he took and my credit card number. Couldn't have been a nicer guy. Just took my. He was like, "I got an extra large." I'm like, "Thank
goes,
you."
He goes, this, "You go, is this the KKK?" He goes, "Yes, it is. Hold on, please." He's got other callers.
Yeah, KKK calling.
KKK is very busy.
It's KKK. It's a beautiful white day. How can I help you?
Anyway. Right.
I'm Nancy from Time Life. Yeah, no, he was a nice guy, but he's funny because I gave him my address in New York. He's like, "You live in New York?" Immediately, he
was
disgusted by me, right?
No, any Jews.
Not for nothing. The T-shirt's $14. I wouldn't mind paying $11 for the KKK shirt. I could pay even $9 if you wouldn't mind. And the shipping is not included? What am I, an asshole? Come on. You're down
you
there
the KKK.
With the lynching and the hanging and the Orlando Bloom. I can't remember the guy's name now. He died already.
It's the KKK or you?
It's a Jewish guy calling the KKK to get a deal on a T-shirt.
Oh.
The character I'm working. I'm workshopping it. I'll be in T-neck this whole summer doing that. So, what are you on your phone now too,
say
Pops?
Neck either. Don't say neck.
I said neck. Oh, I see what you're saying. Neck and neck. I don't know. So anyway.
I'd be mad because I asked Chad to call in.
Well, I'm sorry, but like, you got to, it was like when Gilbert Gottfried made that joke about like, how do you, like the day after the 9/11, like tanking a plane to the fucking building or some shit like that. Like, I don't know. Like, it's sad the guy's dead. It is sad and we should all cry about
but Chad's friends with the guy.
Everybody's friends with this guy. You know, I mean, and Chad's also makes it a point to be friends with all these comics.
No, but he was legit friends
and
with
I, yeah, and I party with that guy.
There's like videos of him and Chad doing stuff.
Okay, great. That. I mean, I'm sad for Chad. I legitimately am, but we're sad also trying Chad. To entertain a show here.
After school special, yes. Sad for Chad.
Sad for Chad. He's like that Bill Bixby thing, the Incredible Hulk, like walking down the road, closing a knapsack.
I have to apologize to Chad for the fifth time.
I mean, I don't know what to say, but like, I honestly think this Brody guy would like it if we were joking about a suicide.
I don't think so.
I don't agree. Sorry. But I mean, when people are like,
hey, when he left it in a note, please make jokes.
I mean,
this is what he would have wanted. He would have wanted me to fuck his wife.
Because
people always know what the guy wanted after. This is what he would have wanted. I'm going to leave a list of what I don't want it to happen.
My aunt burned to death in an oxygen tent.
She burned to death?
Burned to death because like the gears in the metal bed like sparked and it was the oxygen.
So you said your aunt Bernadette, but your aunt.
Right. Bernadette Peters.
Your aunt Bernadette.
She looks good, by the way. Yeah, she was
what
in.
What are the odds? Your aunt Bernadette burned to death?
That would be just a mess.
That'd be amazing.
So, talk about a match. Oh, boy. But yeah, so my aunt burned to death, because a little spark went off, pure oxygen, boom, it burned out half the house. So my grandfather's talking to her husband, and he goes, are you going to have her cremated? And he goes, I think so. And he goes, well, you probably get like a discount.
Cause she's halfway there.
She's already more or less, you know, you've got to get a deal.
She's already tenderized.
It's 2 days later, so it's called dark Irish humor. Sorry. I don't,
okay, okay, thanks. Yeah, because nobody else
it's a
does.
Sad day for comedy. Give me
nobody
a
else does
break.
It. No, hanging yourself is like, it's brutal, you know, because there's no getting back from that. No recovering from that. Huh?
How would you kill yourself?
I'd throw myself in front of the train.
I'd be such an inconvenience.
That's why.
They'd be like, that asshole. No one even likes
exactly
you anyway.
Exactly why. I would like, fucking cause a rush hour fucking nightmare.
Right.
I would do it right at Times Square.
5:25.
Yeah.
Right.
And all these you-know-whats right. Would be like, who fucking?
Right.
White man?
Yeah. You try to jump in front of two trains. You're like, can I kill myself in the A and the C?
Yeah. You probably could. You lie across the express and
yeah,
the
you
local.
Kinda, yeah, like once because they got your head and your feet.
Yeah, like
Brody could do it because he was so tall and long.
Oh, come on.
I'm being serious.
He wasn't 6'7", was he?
He's a big guy.
I don't think he was 6'7".
He was tall. He was like 6'6", something like that.
He played baseball. He's a baseball player. He played college baseball.
That's cool.
The Cubs manager addressed it because I guess he used to go to spring training.
He's like,
and visit the Cubs.
Only had some deep dish pizza. He would have been all right.
Oh, he's actually not from there. The manager.
No.
The manager is from the Joe Madden. He's from Hazleton, Pennsylvania. That's where I just was.
Hazleton,
I was at the Poconos.
Rehab place?
Huh?
The rehab? Hazleton?
Hazleton. No, that's a rehab. Hazleton's a city in Pennsylvania.
How were the shows? Where'd you go up?
Some guy came up to me after the show. I didn't even get his name, but he goes, hey, I'm a big fan, Patreon. Then he goes, here you go. He hands me money.
Really?
just handed me money. Oh. So I wasn't selling anything. He hands me money. It's like, I go, no, I can't take it. He goes, no, 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 I insist. So I go, all right.
I feel like we're
$25.
I think, what do I
here
get?
Here you go.
I get 12 of that, I think.
I double down. I get 12. All on black.
All on black, right. I turned it into $8.
It was in I was in a casino.
That's nice. But I thought of you because of the Robert, the craft guy. Getting
I reference him in the thing because I do a joke and then I go something about Robert Kraft and the crowd all laugh. But then I go I'm the only one because it was full, but it was like it's all guys on dates with their wives or whatever Saturday night. I go, I'm the only guy who's ever went to a happy ending place, right?
Right.
And then because I know if I said anyone to ever go to a happy ending place,
crickets.
They would have just looked at me. So right. Everyone's gone. Every man's gone there unless he's a homosexual.
Kraft should like sponsor like a Louis C.K. tour, like the two of you. Like, you know what I mean? It's just everybody likes either jerking off or getting jerked off. Just go out there and the macaroni cheese.
You know
cheese.
How he paid for this thing? Oh. With Kraft singles.
That's very good.
No, I saw it on. Yeah, I came up with it.
It would have been great.
It would have been.
Exactly.
I'd be a millionaire if I come up with a million of those.
$79 for half an hour. And then I guess you. But my whole thing is like, you're like Chinese.
No, I like the report was the cops were like they smelled trouble, so they apparently one day they went in and they said there was a bomb. There might be a bomb in this, and the people who it was at a strip mall, and the other people were like, how come you're not checking our store? So they were suspicious.
Right.
But then the cops went in there and put cameras in there, like, hey, there's something might be going on there. And I'm like, wow, good detective work, because there's something going on at every fucking massage place.
Right.
If women aren't coming and going, if it's not one of those penis envy places, I mean the massage envy place,
yeah.
Massage envy places, then it's a hand job place. Like every place I've ever been to in every city
has
a hand job place.
If you have to get buzzed in, it's a hand job place.
If you have to get buzzed in and there's no women around and they're all it's a hand job place.
Had that cat in the window with like the waving arm.
I've never seen that. Seen that, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
But everyone knows what they look like, so the cops are like, yeah, we amazing. We're all going to get raises and promotions. It's like, you fucking hacks.
Right.
Well, it's like when they have a DUI checkpoint and they go, hey, motherfucker, go to the Taco Bell drive-thru. They're all trapped.
Right.
There's like 8 cars in line. They can't even get out. So just go up. Just wait for them. They're all drunk. They're all drunk. So don't have a DUI checkpoint. So they're all fucking a hand job place. And everybody in Taco Bell after 2 a.m. is drunk.
Right.
So there you go. You're welcome. It's Keith here. You're welcome.
Well, my question is...
Fucking cops.
Does he have to...
What we did was...
Well, does he have to register as a sex offender now?
No.
I don't know. Maybe.
No, he doesn't.
All right.
It's a misdemeanor.
Is it really?
Mrs. Demeanor.
Yeah, Mrs. Demeanor. And table shower. I wonder... But he's 76.
They did have table showers there. When I went there, they did.
Right. I actually know the area. It's like a...
If you've never been to a massage... Hey, if you're listening and you're a lady, say it's your husband or your whatever, your boyfriend. Has he ever been... If he says no, then he's a homosexual. He probably has AIDS. If you've never been to a massage place, then you're a homosexual. Because it's like... People go... people are like, how could a guy who's a billionaire go to a hand job place to get a hand job? That's where they give them.
Right.
That's why they rob banks at banks, because that's where the money is.
So
you go to a hand job place to get a hand job, because that's where they give hand jobs. If they gave them on the train, then we wouldn't go to the fucking hand job place. And everybody likes a hand job.
Everybody loves a hand job.
I don't want to go to a fucking whorehouse. I want to get a massage, and then I want someone to jerk my dick off until goo comes out.
It just comes out. Maybe a little ass play?
Maybe a little ass play if it's a Thursday.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, but it's also like, I feel like it could have been like Chinese food. Just order it in. Just, I mean, he's more...
No, it's more fun to go there.
Right,
it's
right.
More edgy.
Like when they go, turn over.
You do it at your house. It's like, come on, man. It's part of the fun. It's illicit.
Yeah, I guess
you could get in trouble.
They have places in the city.
I'm gonna high five that motherfucker. I tweeted. I finally like this guy.
Yeah. The next day he was like at an Oscar party with Elton.
He was hugging everybody.
Shit.
But like, yeah, we've all been there. What do you think Elton John's done to his dick and asshole?
John's like, don't worry about it. I like to fuck children. I do.
Who was that?
Elton John.
Oh, that was amazing.
Thank you. It's like he was in the room.
Yeah, you put those glasses on. Holy shit. I'd be like, tiny... Rocket Man.
I call them Tiny Dances because of the song I wrote.
So, anyway, hand job plays is the most common, you know. I mean, there's a hand job place right across the street. There's
They're
probably
everywhere.
Two.
We're in the
probably
district.
Probably two. It's all of New York. All of New York is the district. I've got hand jobs on Second Avenue near Dangerfields. I've got
Hey, turn over, okay? All right. I'm gonna jerk you off now, kid. All right, here we go.
That was actually kind of funny. Yeah. Too bad Chad wasn't here for that.
Yeah. Chad's,
I would have appreciated
Chad's
that.
So pissed at me. So you know, Brian Roddy died too. It's a real. That was another sad.
The only hand job place I've never been to is the obvious hand job place right around the corner from the cellar, between the cellar and the underground. But it's been there since I've been doing spots there, and it's never closed down. It's never been shut down. Nothing. Everybody knows it's there. And right. Sometimes I will go by. I go by there like on a Friday, Saturday night. They're like in the summer. They're standing outside, and they're pretty good looking.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Maybe that's why they've been there for so long. But everybody knows they're there, Keith.
Uh-oh.
No, everybody knows that they don't do anything. So these fucking Keith, you know about the hand job place, right? Right, you know the place between the underground and the cellar.
Yeah,
on and West Third.
When I was a cop there,
on West Third Street, it's been there for like forever, right?
Yeah. We would shut that place down at least two or three times a year.
Why?
Just because of the prostitution violations. And they would get nuisance abated, it would get shut down, and then they would be back open.
I've never seen it shut down. I've never seen it. Wouldn't it post that it was shut down?
Yeah, the place that go, you gotta go up the stairs.
Yeah, but just a little stairs. It's right. It's right where the psychic place is downstairs, and
mm-hmm.
So you do shut them down two or three times a year.
Yeah. I used to get shut down all the time.
Psychic.
Do you arrest the guys that are inside?
Yeah, sometimes the Johns would get arrested, but we had one of my friends who was an undercover. He looked like Curtis Wingrove from the movie Heat. He had long hair and this big beard, and he used to go in there, and he'd be the guy and watch, you know, see guys get jerked off and stuff. And then,
he'd watch them? What do you mean?
No, he would
just sit
there
in a chair?
He would go in there as a client, but he wasn't allowed to get jerked off. He would get, you know, the massage, and then he would see, you know, other people that were getting jerked off and stuff.
Really? Wrong room. Thought this was a closet.
Offer,
sir.
You know, when they
so wait, so he would say no hand job for me? He would say no hand job for me.
Yeah, he said no hand job for me. Yeah.
Oh, this guy faggot.
No hammer release.
This guy real faggot. Big fat faggot guy.
Didn't they get suspicious of a guy who looked weird didn't want a hand job?
Nah, listen, you know it is what it is. They get the $20. They get the $20.
Yeah, but how does he say? How do you arrest them? How are you proving that there's prostitution going on?
Oh, because when they make the offer. And it has to be an offer. They have to say what the dollar amount is, and they have to say actually what the sex act is. You know, $25 for a hand job, whatever.
That's not what I pay.
Right.
Well, you know,
I got to pay 60.
You're an angry guy. They don't like the way you yell at them when they're jerking you off.
They might be extra jizz because I'm so backed up because I'm angry.
Full of cum. So much cum in this.
Then you shut it down, but nothing happens, right? Do they pay a fine?
Yeah, and it's the same thing with bars and shit like that. Eventually, like, you can get a license revoked, but most of these people are unlicensed anyway. It's not like they're licensed massage therapists, you know?
Right.
But a business license and things like that, that's the same shit. It goes to nuisance abatement, so it goes to the city, the city's law department. They go through the whole process, and then the place gets an attorney. It gets shut down, and then, you know, they'll argue it out in court. It gets reopened. They changed the name. They changed the LLC. They changed the this or that.
But I've never seen that place shut down. I've never seen that place not operating.
What's this place called?
It was
Golden?
Disgusting inside too.
Huh? Like,
it was disgusting inside.
I would think it would be disgusting.
Yeah. I'd often have a club sandwich in my waiting to get my rub and tug. Sit there.
So I still don't understand. Well, why did they shut them down though?
I like they changed the name. What's this place called? Yellow Touch. Yeah, now it's called the Golden Touch. Come on in. Yeah, it's a different place now. Totally different management. Yeah. Well, I told you the time I went with this guy like 20 years ago, and he goes, I'm going to pay for it. And
I'm going to go in there today and go, you know Keith the cop? I go, he put curse on him. I put curse on him and his family.
Well, I would just check with the psychic downstairs and be like, are we getting raided tonight? She's like,
I know. I was going to say, I was going to go to the psychic. I think I'm going to get a hand job today? Yes, you are.
No, I went to Rub and Tug and with this guy that I barely knew.
I actually went to a place called Rub and Tug.
That's cool. So I used to go to a place. I went to this place with this guy, right? And we go.
Went as a pair?
No, like he was like, we were, three of us were out. He was friends with my friend. My friend left. We were both all fucked up on coke and ecstasy. And he goes, let's go get a rub and tug. And I was like, I don't have $150 or whatever. Because it's more expensive at 4 a.m. There are places that are open 24 hours a day, but they're more expensive. They're like $100 more than a regular place. So he goes, don't worry, I got you covered. Don't worry. So we go in a room, We don't pay ahead of time. We go in, really cute girl. I get the rub, jump, little ass play, balls, whatever it is. I come, and she goes, okay. I said, well, my friend's right next door. She comes out, she goes, your friend left a half an hour ago. And I didn't have a dollar on me.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, no. I said, well, we have to figure this. I didn't even, like, know the guy's
phone number. You had to clean the dishes? You had to go you had to go to work as a dishwasher? Cleaning all the towels and
Mugu
the sheets.
Mugu Gaipan really sticks to the wok. You know, so, yeah, so I'm like, they hit a bouncer, this big, like, Dominican dude, and he comes in, and he says, where are your shoes? And I had to give him my shoes, and they took my shoes, and then I said, you guys, I didn't have a cell phone. I said, you give me a phone. So I called the mutual friend we had, the guy that I was better friends with. I kept calling, and finally he picked up, like, and he's like, what? I'm like, you need to get the fuck over to like 25th, wherever I am, and bring me $150 because that cocksucker friend of yours said we're going to go. And so we ended up coming over and all that. But they took my shoes and they gave me one of those little half Budweiser's, like a little half Budweiser beer. Yeah. They gave me like four of them. She felt sorry for me. I was like shaking. I was like, that guy's going to kick my ass. She goes, oh, don't worry. I should be like, can I have another hand job?
While we're waiting?
While I'm waiting. You know what really relaxed me is a hand job. Do you do those here? And I told you the time of the handjob place where I ate the girl's pussy. I ate the handjob girl's pussy. And she was going, she was yelling and moaning. And she goes, I can't believe it. This guy's eating my pussy.
Like, I wish your wife was here for this show.
I know, right? I was a boy of 38. So, anyway.
You know, me and Justin, there used to be another place above, right above McDonald's on West 3rd Street. So it was late. Me and Jessica I'll go upstairs, like, as a goof. I don't know for what we had planned. Jessica's a homosexual anyway. So we go, yeah, we'd like to get a massage. So they bring out, like, 10. It was like a fucking whorehouse in Vegas or in Nevada. They bring out, like, 10 girls, and they're all like, hee-hee-hee-hee. Yeah. And then we just left.
Oh.
And then we, like, rejected them all. Like, I think Jessica was like, yeah, I'm getting at her. And then I'm like, I had to leave, too. Jessica's gay and cheap. So I think he did it as the, well, he's gay.
Okay.
I mean, he's never had a girlfriend ever since I've known him. I've known him since 1998.
You should have been like, is there an 11th girl I can see? They're like, no. You're like, no, these are good for me. I'm sorry.
No, I think he thought it was funny if we left. And then I'm not going to sit there by myself because it was like, there's so many people. It's like late and I was drunk. So late, you always feel like something bad's going to happen. I like to go during the day.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to go at night because I always think these places are going to get robbed because it's a cash business, you know?
You could use a credit card.
Can you?
Yep.
Well, how do they bill you? Yellow shower?
Exactly. Right. Right. Jason.
LLC.
RRC.
Come again, LLC.
Well, when I worked in porn, that guy Evan Seinfeld, who was the lead singer of that band Biohazard, he was married to Tara Patrick.
All right.
And he would have all these, like, porn, like, massage. He was a fucking, this guy was such a pervert. And he'd be like, when you go to one, he goes, they have to say acupressure in the window. If they don't say acupressure, they're not going to jerk you off. So we'd be out and having lunch or whatever. He'd be like, drop me over this place. It's an acupressure place. And it'd be some shitty place in, like, East Hollywood.
A couple of times I didn't get a hand job. They wouldn't give me a hand job. And I knew it was a hand job place. So I think they didn't trust me or something, you know.
You do look like either a serial killer or like a cop.
Yeah.
So
either way, it's a win. Either way, the ladies love it.
You're wearing like a giant flower with a microphone underneath it. You're like, how much for this hand job? Speak right into my lapel.
One time I was in L.A. when I was working on it, my family wasn't out there, but I was out there working on the Norm show, and she got, like, they had those things, those rails on the ceiling.
Yeah, you can stand there. She'll crack your back.
She's walking on them. Yeah. She's giving, like, I'm like, even if I don't get a hand job, this is amazing.
Yeah, they crack your back with
so
their.
Then she stopped, and I was like doing all the thing, like the fucking, you know, raising your ass.
Yeah,
and
like a cat.
And, yeah. I'm like, come on, man, do the. And she's like, she kept going, you okay? You okay?
Right.
Like, because she thought I was, like, acting. You know, like, she's like, I go, nah, get, fucking touch my dick.
Yeah.
And then I finally used to, like, point at my dick. And she goes, oh, no, no, no. And then on the way out, the madam pats me on the ass.
That's nice.
I'm like, you fucking tease. So I think they were like, yeah, you come back again, and then we'll give you a hand job.
We establish a relationship.
Yeah, because I think they probably thought I was a cop, and they can't trust me. So they figure if I come back again that I'm not a cop, you know.
The cop is like, you get back in there. Brennan, make sure we're going to pull this case wide open.
Yeah, you made a rookie mistake.
A rookie. You wore your police hat during the massage. you're like, can I get my? I left my nightstick in the fucking massage room.
Yeah,
you're in the table shower room, got like your belt with all the keys and shit on it.
Talking on the phone. I think she's gonna do it.
Yeah.
I think I convinced her to give me a hand job.
All right, boys, bring in the SWAT team.
It's so sad. They're not doing anything, and it's not fucking. I do feel sorry for them now, though. I used to not, but now I do. The girls who work there, but it's not really human trafficking, and they want to fucking. They make money, you know.
Yeah,
and it's like it's a entry level a physical therapy job, isn't it?
There's a super super hot porn girl that I know who does massage. She does full body massage, and then
your house, right?
No.
I don't want it at my house. I don't want him in my house. I want to go there.
What looks like?
I want to go there. Who cares what she looks like?
You can, like, you next time you're in LA, I'm not saying, you know, take her out for a club sandwich.
What I'm gonna? So is it, what? She's a hot Asian lady,
she's
and
not
I'm
Asian,
supposed to
she's
give
white.
It?
She's Armenian.
I don't want a fucking hand job from a white lady.
Really?
I don't want a white lady to clean my house.
Well,
I want brown people.
Really,
what was that movie where it was about an indigenous woman?
Duck Soup.
There was an Oscar movie, and they kept showing all the people that were in the movie. They won an award, and they kept cutting to all these people.
Children of the Corn.
Something, and I almost said my wife would have hit me because I was like, they all look like cleaning ladies, you know? But then it was a movie about a cleaning lady.
There was a movie with Adam Sandler, and he had a really
You know what I'm talking about, Garrett? It won some award.
Let's not pick up the picture of the hot massage
girl. I think the director was Mexican. Like, supposedly 5 out of the last 6 years, the director was Mexican, so it's like, I don't even know what the fuck's going on. Are we winning the Mexican Oscars? Are Americans winning Mexican Oscars?
What's that movie with Adam Sandler and Tia Leone, and they have the really hot cleaning lady? It's called.
Oh yeah, when he lived in Malibu,
something like that. But yeah, he had
yeah,
like
something.
She had like a daughter that was really smart, and the family's going to pay for education.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever.
Yep.
Yep. Good times. But there's.
Oh, I watched a little bit of it.
All these porn girls all
Spanglish?
Over.
Spanglish.
Yeah, that's the one.
Spanglish.
Spanglish. I wouldn't mind Spanglish on her fucking pinata. Am I right, guys?
Yeah, all
right. Yeah, okay, Mexican stuff. All over L.A., these porn girls I know, they all do, like, sensual massage. It's a way to, like, make money and not have to fuck people.
They still have to give them a hand job, though, right?
Well, that's the sensual part.
That's the essential part?
Sensual. Oh. Marbles in my mouth today. Sensual part. But, yeah, you know, I think it should be legalized, 100%. I mean, I think everything should be legalized, really. Especially cocaine.
Oh, a hand job place should be legal. It's just dumb, you know? Yeah, I mean, everybody knows they're happening anyway, so it's like on A Street, listen, it's so obvious. The place I go is not so obvious. The place I go in Jersey City is not so obvious. But the place in New York are so obvious that, like, I feel suspicious. Like, I'm either going to be getting a hand job and some black guy's going to come in and fucking pistol whip me. He's going to rob the whole place, or the cops are going to come in. Because it's like, it says we give foot massage. Who's like, I need my foot massage? Yeah. Except my wife, you know?
Right.
So nobody So the foot massage places are all, like, downstairs. They're all legit. So if it's second floor foot massage for 20 minutes or three, whatever it says, like, the numbers and the prices,
right.
It's always a fucking hand job place.
Black guy bursts in. He's like, give me that cat that goes like that. I'm taking
money. I really am. I went to a place in Philly one time.
I'm
like, this place is going to get jacked. I just had a bad feeling. And then I can't really relax. But maybe it turns me on more.
Yeah.
The fact that I might get fucking murdered.
I actually got laid.
My wife would be like, he probably did this every day.
Right. You have to, like, stage your own death.
The good thing about working here, they can't really fire me for getting busted for having a hand job, right?
No, I just.
I worked at MSNBC. It might be a little bit of a
promotion.
Problem.
Employee of the month. Look at him go. Look at his
employee
mugshot.
Employee of the month. That
Look
guy.
At his mugshot.
We're so proud of him.
Yeah, right. They make you hold up the towel with all your cum in it in the picture. I'm ashamed.
Oh, my cum.
I'm ashamed of myself.
I do enjoy those. I don't know.
They're great. And it's not that I, of course, do it because I'm a married man, but it's the kind of thing that if I did do it, I wouldn't really feel any guilt because it's just a hand job. And not all these women are, like, treated as, like, what do they call it? They're like human trafficking. Some of them are just like Asians. That like live in Queens. This is what they do. They're not all run by, like, you know, like the dragon tongs in China or whatever. So
I think those place in Flushing, they kind of gave them a bad name because all the place in Flushing, like on Main Street,
right.
You know, I guess those girls are kind of desperate and they all live in the fucking at the hand job place and you know, and they don't pay them a lot. So
you always
I tip. I'm a good tipper.
Always have cream for your coffee. Am I right, guys? You live there for breakfast with all the cum flying around?
Yeah, we got it.
Okay.
We got
it. What if they, like, talk about, like, their day? They're like, oh, I can't believe
this. Oh, that guy, you see that big dick on it?
Be nice. I've had handjob girls tell me how big and beautiful my penis is. She goes, so beautiful. Can I kiss it? I was like,
no, she didn't.
I promise you.
Can I kiss it?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure they deal with dicks all day. That's like a doctor going, what a beautiful vagina. Can I kiss it?
I'm sure it's happened.
She deals with dicks all day. She's like, you don't want to kiss your dick. You just make up this shit.
No, I don't. I don't make anything
up. And then she kissed it. She kissed it.
Just said she didn't
like a mom kissing her son goodbye to school.
Like a little licky kiss on the tip. Just like a little, like,
ugh.
Right.
Can we go to commercial?
She was honoring it.
I gotta get this image out of my head.
Like, she sort of like bowed at it, you know, like with her hands, like, oh, so.
She said, "Can I kiss? It would be an honor if I could kiss your dick."
I had just trimmed my balls, so I was all cock and no beans, and it looked pretty good for him. And I was much younger, and I was thinner, so it really my fat pad was smaller. So
you were blind then, or
No. This is years ago. This is a long time.
She said, "Can I kiss your dick?"
She goes, "Oh,
good luck," because in her country.
And she immediately
biggest
dropped.
Dick of the day, the most beautiful dick of the day, you kiss it.
She immediately drops dead. She kisses it and just drops dead. Blood starts pouring out of her ears. I'm like, shit, told you I had AIDS.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it was, she goes, turn over. And I turned over and she was like, oh, that's a big one.
No, she didn't. You know,
something like that. Yeah, it was.
Charlie Chan gave you a hand job?
Johnny number 5 from the Goonies. No, that's not for the Goonies. It's the kid from the Goonies. Little child. He was also in Temple of Doom. Johnny number 5 was in.
He gave you a hand job, the Temple of Doom kid?
He did, right?
Go ahead, caller.
Favorite hand job story?
Hey, I was just about to actually tell it to you, Bri. What's happening, boy?
Hey, what's up, man?
Boston.
You've been very busy on Twitter, man. Nice to hear from you. What's your hand job story? What do you got?
So, real quick, Bri, you ever get your prostate milked?
No,
establishments.
I tried it once, but it felt like we were opening a door I'll never be able to close again. So I asked her just to pull her finger out gently, and she did. So I did. I hear it's awesome, but I can't.
What do they do?
Prostate massage. Well, tell them what it is, please.
Milk you?
So basically, I'll tell you the story. My wife wants to peg me and do all that shit, but I can't even take like a toothbrush. I mean, I'm open to it, but I tried. And
try flossing.
So anyways, so real quick, I was 18, 19, 20, the best what are they called? Rub and tugs at down Providence in New England.
Oh, yeah.
So we would get all shit-faced, like 4 or 5 of us, and drive down there and go to the, you know, there's like 5 of them in the same district. So one of our buddies, I think we were like 18 and 19 at the time, and he still hadn't even lost his virginity. He never fucked the chick.
Uh-huh.
So we got all drunk, and we were like, hey, Dylan, we're going to bring you down to the Providence. At least you get jerked off. You know, they'll fuck you if you give them like $80 or whatever. They'll put a rubber on you. So he's like, all right, cool. So we all go in, and, you know, just like rush hour, they pay the madame comes out, and you take your pick of sex slaves. And, you know, we all get our girls, we go to our rooms, you know, most of us just got checked off or got blown or whatever. And so we all come out, and Dylan goes, and we go like, hey, how was it, man? And he's like, well, it was interesting. I go, well, what happened? He goes, well, she massaged me. Then she told me to turn over. She started licking my asshole. Then she took me off of the table and made me bend over. Like, you know, like if you were going to get fucked in the ass, she pulled out a rubber and a big thing of lube. She got 3 fingers in the condom and basically stuck all 3 fingers up his ass till she was on his prostate and then jerked him off and milked him like a cow till he came. And that's how he lost his anal virginity before he even fucked the chick.
Wow.
And now he's a priest?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yep. Now he's a cardinal in
cardinal.
St. Anne's in Boston.
Right. He picked the most Boston.
He's a cardinal at St. Anne's in Quincy, Massachusetts.
He picked the most Boston word for
the cardinal.
I know, right?
That's Boston Comedy
anyway,
101 right there,
that
buddy.
Mean?
That's what they teach in the first class. Right. Make it a cardinal.
Right. What did that blind tweet mean?
What's that, bud?
Remember the tweet that you got all, you had a stroke on?
Oh, yeah, the one I was just trying to say, with staying in my room, I was just saying I wouldn't wake somebody up with tickles, but it came out tickets.
Yeah.
It was stupid.
Something like, hold on, I got it pulled up here.
Okay.
I literally had a stroke reading it.
Okay.
Is this how he texts you, Kevin? He goes, my 4th bedroom has a door with no lock on it. I like to play tickets to wake my gas up. I'm trying to say guess, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, why don't you just fix the text?
This is exhausting.
The tweet.
By that point, I'm
they
just so...
Can they just do it over?
No, by that point...
Instead, you go, oh, fuck, I'm blind. XOXO.
Pretty much. shopping center.
Like, what kind of a fucking tweet? What kind of an end is that?
I know. It's not. It's free.
You know, tweet like you fuck, probably like, oh, what did I just do? Ah.
Is that
I made a mess. XOXO.
Well, anyway, I know. Well, I also think it is funny how ridiculous they come out as, you know. Like,
you act like you're a hostage and you only get one chance at it, you know.
Chinese sex slave?
Yeah.
I got to put fingers up that guy's asshole again in Rhode Island. Hey, it was
Stop
funny. This weekend, I was actually in Northern Virginia, and I went to this restaurant. This Filipino guy was talking to me, and my aunt's from Martha's Vineyard. And he goes, "Where are you from?" And she goes, "Martha's Vineyard." He goes, "Massachusetts, right?" And she goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "I lived in Massachusetts for 9 years." And my aunt goes, "Oh, where?" And he goes, "Downtown Massachusetts."
Yeah, he probably meant Chinatown. Yeah, he ran a gambling operation or a jerk off place. Yeah, that's all they do.
Yeah, it was just funny. I was like, and I said, "Downtown." He goes, "Hey," he just totally delivered it. He was like, "Downtown Massachusetts."
Downtown Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, fuck. I'm sorry. It's Monday.
Yeah.
There's so many Asian people here. It's ridiculous. But instead of the Mexicans, I mean, I was in Phoenix. They're brutal. I'd rather an Asian for a neighbor than a Mexican.
Yeah, I don't know.
You got neighbors that are Mexican and Asian?
No. In Arizona, when I lived in Phoenix, you replace the Asians, there's a shitload of them in Boston, replace that with Mexicans. That's what Phoenix is.
Yeah, but aren't Mexicans good neighbors because they'll do your yard?
No, they're great landscapers. We don't want to live next to them. They throw their quinceañeras and fucking, you know, the police are always there. Gang violence. They're no good. Asian people
keep gang violence right next door.
Yeah, right.
Right next door, buddy. Go down to 59th and Camelback and try and pick up heroin in Phoenix and see what happens.
See. Sorry,
maybe you should move to a better neighborhood.
No kidding. Right?
Oh, I lived in a nice neighborhood. I lived in Arrowhead, Glendale, right next to Peoria.
Hey, sorry, I had to kill my brother last night. It must have been real loud, right? Sorry about that, man.
You know how Taco Tuesday gets.
Taco Tuesday's great. I was having some beer with lemon and salt in it. What do they call it? Micheladas? Mark, what is the beer with? Micheladas. We have micheladas, right? We have a Mexican in here, as a matter of fact. Can't taste.
They're like the Modelo Especial, homie. Yeah,
he's like a house Mexican, though. You can't even really tell. I thought you were like Lebanese or something. I just, you know, but whatever. It's good. Listen, you, MAGA.
MAGA.
MAGA, right?
MAGA.
Hey, so real quick, I'm going to go, boys. But, Kev, so OVO hooked me up with the timestamp of when you appeared on Crashing. I watched it. And, dude, honestly, you actually did unbelievable. I thought you were going to have to cuck it up for that few Jeezys, but you just played yourself. That was fucking really good, man.
Wow.
Thanks, man. I didn't see it.
You didn't see it? No.
I saw myself on a screen. My wife was watching it, but I didn't want to hear it. I just saw what I looked like.
Is it only that one little clip with Will Sylvans where you're bitching about someone going up and getting Netflix specials and shit? Or is there more later on?
Yeah, but I think they made Will Sylvans look funny and me look like a fucking...
Any chance you're a member of the Academy for next year?
did you and Will have problems when you guys had to act together?
No, because we kind of, you know, we just, whatever. We got along.
Yeah.
You know, he's a terrible MC, so I have a problem with it. He always mumbles my name and whatever, but we got along then. We got along for that whole time we were there, and then like a couple days after we were friendly, and then it went back to normal. So God bless.
You should use those emotions. I was an actor, studied actor. So, all right, well, listen, thanks for calling in, okay?
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Right, Harvard.
Cardinal.
He went to Harvard.
Harvard Cardinal. So my brother
parked my car near Harvard.
My brother's prostate got pegged by a fucking cardinal. That's why he's a bedwetter when he was a young boy. Do we have a guest today?
Yeah, he said he's running late. I don't know if he's running this late. Holy shit.
He said
he's on his way. He said he's on his way at 1:30. Where the fuck he's come from? Fucking Rhode Island?
I was getting my prostate fucking checked.
Is he at the fucking
yellow cunt?
Where's he coming from? Seriously.
I don't know. Let's look at the phone and I'll take them.
Yeah, talk to Butch O'Leary.
Take first mic. Are you guys mic'd over there?
No, they can be.
Oh. There's a mic over there, right?
I'm outside. The doors are locked. He might be at the wrong place.
Oh my gosh, what a goose! Well, I'm a little concerned that I like really offended Chad, but I don't really also really care really.
What?
He's going in the Air Force next week. So.
Oh, nice. Well, you couldn't get into a real branch of the military? Did you pack your own futon? Want to fly plane? I got no place else to go. I got no place else. I got nothing else. Well, congratulations. What does that mean? Do you have a college degree?
No.
So you're gonna go? You want to be a technician or?
I'm gonna be a mechanic for drones and airplanes.
Oh, no shit. Wow. Far out. How does that work? Do you have to take a test?
Yes.
And they after the test, they go, okay, you can do this.
Yeah, well, you take the test. If you get a good grade, you get a lot of job selections.
Right.
I had a lot of job selections, and I chose mechanic.
Right.
So I did want something in electronics because I'm better at computers.
Gotcha.
What can you do?
And will you be deployed, or can you, like, work from, like, I know it sounds stupid, but, like, can you be in America and do that?
Yes. You could be in a different. There's different bases in different states. Like there's one in Arizona, Hawaii, California, Florida. But you could also be in Germany and Japan. And Japan's pretty cool.
Yeah, Japan's cool. Yeah. Germany's not bad either.
Yeah, the thing with Germany, it's too cold over there.
Yeah, where do you grow up? Where are you from?
I'm actually from New York.
Okay, yeah. So do you have to do basic training?
Basic training for 8 weeks, two months.
But you don't have to do push-ups and stuff, right? Because it's
yes.
Air Force.
Yes, you do. You do push-ups. You run. You
did it like this?
That would be hilarious, but no.
Okay, it would be great, right?
That would be fantastic.
Could give you like a leather helmet, those goggles. Watch out for the Red Baron.
I think he went to the wrong location.
315 West 35th Street?
He went to the Strip.
Oh no.
Because last week I asked him to do our show at the MLC at the Strip, and then he couldn't do it, so I think he assumed it was at the Strip again. So
oh.
I don't even know.
Nobody assumes anything. Nobody reads anything.
No, why would he assume? I mean, you'd think he would check to see, like, where am I going?
But you say you're doing...
I mean, he's been here before, so he's. Right. I know he's done the show here before.
All right.
So, I don't know. Fucking.
Do you want to get that Brody Stevens a call in, or is it... So, how old are you, young guy?
20.
You get a lot of pussy, you think, in the Air Force? Are you straight or gay?
I'm straight.
Well, I don't know. You can be gay and be in the Air Force, right?
I'm sure you
can. I'm going to fly drones all over the place. ISIS, watch out. Here I come. You Muslims, I'm coming for you. I'll suck all your dicks until you just forget about that, Muhammad.
They still do don't ask, don't tell? No. Like a don't ask, don't tell. Like a big fag. Don't ask.
I won't tell.
Where were you today? Don't ask. Sucking cock. What kind of a policy is that? Don't ask, don't tell.
Are those cum stains on your uniform?
I'd be like, see something, say something. Oh, I always get those two mixed up.
Why do you have grass stains on your knees, Private? Well, I was in sucking dick. God damn it. I'm going to go fly these drones now, and I'm all flustered. Everyone's probably like, probably good food, though, right, maybe?
It's actually the best food throughout the whole branch. I've heard. And the best bases.
Only better is submarines. Submarines get the best food, but...
Really? It's submarines?
Yeah. Maybe you'll be like, maybe you'll crash, maybe you'll crash a plane.
Get a lot of seafood, the submarines?
Yeah, wait. Damn, I'm on a diet. I seafood, I eat it.
Just get what's down there.
So they open the hatch.
We're having shark for dinner. It's got a big octopus.
Just go to the top and all sit on the side with fishing poles. Captain, I called a fluke. Is it regulation size, son? No. Throw it back, boy. This captain's running a fishing trip. Well, that's great, man. How many years are you in for?
6 years.
And then when you get out, what happens?
When you get out, you could do whatever. You could either stay.
Will you have a degree?
If you go to college.
Can you go to college in it?
I think you could, actually. But I after you do, like, tech school and you get your job, I think you can do classes.
So you didn't want to go to college? What happened?
I don't like school that much.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I was going to do college, but I was like, I started looking into the military and the Air Force. First, I looked into the Navy, then the Army, then the Air Force was the best one that I was most interested in.
Yeah. I wouldn't. Yeah, Air Force. A lot of math, though. I mean, you're really going to learn some sophisticated stuff.
Yeah. It's kind of like the gentleman's army. It's like, it's actually the harder.
You just call Marines faggots, boy. those faggots in the army. Hey, I told a guy one day. I go, yeah, I was a Navy SEAL. And he goes, really? I said, yeah. And he goes, what was it like? I said, we had to do 10 push-ups every Thursday. It was horrible. I said, man, we had an ice cream bar on Fridays. That was nice. He's like, what? I said, I'm just kidding. I'm a Navy SEAL. You ever think about going to the military?
I want to be a seaman.
Nah.
This guy fucking, I don't know what he's sending me now. He's sending me all these, like, fucking...
Emojis?
No, he's doing, like, screenshots of the conversation. I'm like, okay, I don't know what's going on. It's like, it's my bad. I should have told him, but I assumed he... I usually check, but I said, can you do the show tomorrow? And I guess he thinks we do it.
I don't know. Clearly, he got confused with the show. Well,
I told him to take the Q train. He could be here in 15 minutes. He was going to be. He didn't get there till 2:30 anyway, so he was late anyway. But whatever. Anyway,
we don't need him. It's a killer show.
Yeah, we don't need him today. Yes. We got Chad hanging up on us. The guy from Boston.
The Cardinal got fucked in his shitter.
You tell you about my friend when he got. What do you call it when they play with your prostate?
Yeah, prostate massage. And he got paid.
No, they milk your prostate.
Milk your prostate. That sounds utterly ridiculous.
But I know a guy thinks it's gay. I think it's gay if a guy fingers you. If a woman fingers you, it's not as gay. You know?
How you tell me?
Because my girlfriend did it, Susan. She did it, and I fucking came like I never came before.
Buckets.
She was blowing me, and she fingered my asshole, and it never happened. I just let her do it because I was like, she was fucking ridiculously good looking, and I was like already fucking crazy.
Can Susan get here in 15
crazy,
minutes?
Crazy into her, and then she starts fingering me, and her mom was Korean, so I thought maybe that was from a secret from the Orient, you know?
You heard of Dong Chin?
So she's fingering me, and I was like, holy shit, it was like, and the rest of my life, I kind of been chasing a dragon, you know?
Finger it. I'm going
to
tell you something.
When I go to a handjob place, I figure they don't mind doing it, so I always kind of gesture, you know? Like,
right.
I don't expect them to tongue it, but,
like,
you know.
Like, burn it.
I got fucking Klieg lights on them.
Those big, like, stadium fingers
you
put them on?
No, I'm just like, everything's pointing at my.
You put a traffic cones, like, right.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Dong Chim? In Korea, there's a game where you put your fingers up each other's ass.
And then how do you
want to pull it up, please?
How do you know who wins?
There's no winners. It's called Dong Chim. DongChim.
So is that like dim sum?
It's like, well, some of them say it is. I don't know. It's like maybe a YouTube video or something. But it's like a children's game where if somebody's bending over, you go, Dong Chim. My friend Paul didn't tell me about it. And you shove your fingers up their ass. And then literally Dong Chim is translated as shit needle. Yeah. Anybody in the studio or no?
Yeah, we got a picture of it coming up.
Oh, you do? Thank you. Sorry.
There's even a statue in Japan of it.
Yeah, it's a Korean thing, but I think it's...
Oh, Korea maybe, yeah.
They're all the same, right? Is that what it is?
It's little kids sticking their fingers up a kid's butt or something.
All right, let's leave the room, guys. We could show. See you later.
What, their kids are doing it?
See it?
Yeah, it's
Why?
Like a prank. It's like a kid's game.
I heard they play that game at Catholic seminaries, too.
Right.
Just kids. We're all just kids.
I'm a child at heart. Yeah, Dong Chim.
You shouldn't be doing with... Who the fuck is this?
Are they Dong Chimming somebody?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, that's mean. That's ghetto Dong Chimming. Oh, that's like a wedgie.
It's perfectly acceptable in Korea if someone's bending over to pick something up to shove your fingers up their ass. My buddy like does it all the time, and they just laugh. They go, "Oh, you did it, Dong Chim. You got me good."
I don't want you guys to take this the wrong way, but sometimes I'll do it to my son. I'll Dong Chim him.
Uh-huh.
If he's annoying me, I'll just Dong Chim him
because
then he'll be like, "Dad, leave my thing alone." I'll be like, "Get the fuck away from me."
Right. And also, if you're kissing him on the neck at the same time, it just doesn't feel as mean. You know,
he's gonna Dong Chim them here. He's gonna that supermodel. What is this? The Victoria's Secret. What's this? She's going to get Dong Chimmed?
We're not sure. Oh, I guess not.
Oh. Well. It was just the next video on YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
there's me.
Ah!
I'm a Dong Chim that guy.
Hey, I'm on TV. I went to bed last night. I go, said to my wife, you want to fuck a TV star?
That's right. Right. And then
she goes, yeah, find one. Yeah.
All of a sudden, Ricky Schroeder comes out of your book.
Ricky Schroeder, how's he doing? Didn't he run for Congress?
Rick Schroeder ran for Congress. Ricky Schroeder was in Silver Spoons. Hey, Silver Spoons, that's Artie Lang's favorite show.
God damn it. I can't believe this fucking thing. If somebody said, can you do my show? Wouldn't you just go, where am I? If you were curious, wouldn't you just go, where is it?
Well, that's the problem with texting, too, is like people don't. If you just have a conversation on the phone, is he upset?
No, I guess no. He was coming into the city anyway, but I'm like, just wouldn't you go like, where is it? If you're coming into the city, wouldn't you just clarify? So I mean, it's my fault for not just going. But I always feel like everyone knows if it's. I guess they don't know, but it's just annoying.
You're like, I'm the star of Crashing.
No, it's just like if you're going to go to a show on a Monday, wouldn't you be like, where is it? Usually I just, especially, whatever, it's my bad because I asked him to do the show last Thursday at the Strip. And so he just
probably
like,
confused then.
Yeah, he is confused. But like, wouldn't he just go, because he's been here, but wouldn't he go like, it's at the Strip? Because that on last week's tweet or text, I said at the Strip. So I didn't say anything about today.
Oh.
So wouldn't he assume? Wouldn't he just to be safe on a safe side? Go, where is it? Is it at the Strip?
Speaking of shows, I'm going to go see Red State Blue State tomorrow. Mark Saul with the beautiful Karen Margolis. We did not make a love connection, but we did our best. I'm going to get you laid yet, buddy. Don't you worry. You're doing fine without me anyway. How's that doctorate going with that girl? You still fucking her? What are you, Amish? I mean, what are you, sitting on the porch having lemonade while her father watches you from afar? Careful, Mexican. I want her coming back with her vanity intact, if you know what I mean. Don't take... You're like, may I touch your bonnet? I've been dating you for 5 years. Be careful. You raise a bond, and we'll see if you can then hold her hand here. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so the Pepperidge Farm guy?
It's a Pepperidge Farm guy. Yeah, that's... I'm going to go see the Red State Blue State tomorrow. So maybe on Wednesday I'll get my...
Who are you going with?
Remember Desmond, my tall, black, gorgeous, gay old roommate?
Yeah.
And so I'm going to take him for his birthday. So we're going to go have dinner at Il Molino. It's going to be nice. And then we're going to go see Red State Blue State.
You already got the tickets?
Yep. Come today. And I want to apologize to Colin because I know it got back to him. And I'm sorry because we travel in the same...
Get back to him.
We travel in the same circles professionally.
Yeah.
sure, why not? But tickets were only $66.
Oh.
Not $100.
$66?
Yeah, I wish they were $69, right? I take Karen Margolis. Spread it apart.
He's trying to fuck Karen Margolis?
He's trying to fuck anybody. But yeah, I mean,
Karen Margolis.
No, Karen. You just saw the other. She was a waitress at the Strip, at the Cellar. She used to fuck Kurt Metzger.
Oh, Karen Margolis. Yeah, right. Yeah. And you were trying to. Oh, you guys went on a date?
I put him together.
You had a girlfriend.
No.
He's got a whole situation. I'm not really quite sure what Mark's up to or something. See, I think he throws calculators at girls and they wake up raped.
What?
I don't know. He sells calculators. I don't know.
Sell calculators?
The TI graphing calculator.
I got one on my phone, so I guess I don't need you.
No, he sells like the big one. They're old school people that are into calculating. It's a real business. He's made a couple of bucks. Like he's not bullshitting.
Well, you're in my competition because I sell abacuses on the side. So
I get a T-square business. It's really blowing up.
My abacus is killing in India.
My sex quadrant is going to really bring it back. We'll be rounding Cape Horn in a fortnight. We have salted pork and provisions.
Please call the show. I don't know what the fuck's going on. This guy fucking. Yeah, go ahead, caller.
You got favorite hand job story. Hello? Really?
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Good.
I'm doing fine, too.
I just wanted to tell you, I caught crashing last night. I thought your section on how all these people getting specials was very good.
Thank you.
I thought you were going to start swearing like crazy, but you kept it under control.
He said no N words, no C words, no J words, no L words.
I'm surprised you could talk then.
Right?
This guy's all right.
Judd rubs
right,
a tight
ship. Show, man.
Thanks.
All right, that's it. We need
it. Right.
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
You like a hand job? What are you from, Canada?
No, I didn't.
You want to talk about getting hand jobs at Jupiter?
Yeah, I mean.
You're from Florida?
Probably from Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you know the place? Do you know where he went?
Yeah, I know the place.
Did you ever
know you know the specific place?
Yeah.
Jupiter's not very
it's
big.
Asian day.
They said it's 45 minutes from Palm Beach, so
there's a bunch of them, but it's a joke because all they have videotape of these people coming in and paying at the counter, and that's what they're using as evidence. It's someone's going to get sued.
So there's no evidence of a guy getting a hand job?
They're billionaires.
There's no evidence of a guy getting a physical hand job?
No, there's no videotape of anything that happened in the back. It's just them going in. They have their surveillance videos. Of the business's surveillance videos to make sure no one was stealing. So they have pictures of them and they have their names and everything of who was in there. That's all they did. They jumped up and charged them all.
That's not illegal. And is this in the paper or these are your sources?
These are people that I know down here.
Oh, so it's not factual. It's just people you know.
Well, people I know that are sheriffs.
Yeah, anecdotal.
Sheriffs. Where you live?
Hollywood.
Hollywood, California?
No, Hollywood, Florida, man.
Oh, sorry. Take it easy.
I know. Jeez. With all those French Canadians?
No.
There's all those French Canadians. It's a big French Canadian thing down there. That's right.
No, there's a lot of Cubans, but.
Okay. All right, Cubans and French. I thought Canada was close to
I like Cuban sandwiches.
Yeah.
Just kind of keep this conversation going.
All right.
Until a guest gets here. How about a Cuban sandwich with a pickle?
Yeah. How about you like a media noche?
Yeah, the first time I went, I met my wife's parents, they lived in Fort Lauderdale. So we went down there, I met them. And then we went to this restaurant. But, you know, my family, my wife's family, they're all fucking, they like loud places and they like a party.
Right.
So we go to this place and the fucking, it's a Cuban place and they have a fucking band playing. And so I couldn't even talk. I'm gonna be like, hey, how's it going? Like right. Yelling across the table. And then I said to my wife, he doesn't really talk a lot. I'm like, we're like an outdoor festival, you fucking cunts.
Right.
It was really annoying. So it's like the Cubans. The whole Hispanic, they all like noisy shit. Yeah. I went to the Wawa when I was driving home yesterday, where you get off fucking where you get off 495 to get 80
yeah, we
east,
know it. Yep.
To get 80 yep. east, and they don't connect, so you have to go through like you have to get off the road and then go through the.
But
there's a Wawa there. You know, you go from a toll road to a free road. They don't connect because you got to pay your toll, then you got to connect to the. Anyway, so I go to the Wawa, and there's someone is in their car, and you can hear the music is blaring. In the car. So the lady opens the door and the music's like, it couldn't be louder. Instead of turning it down, she just opens the door and then she leaves the music blaring.
Sure.
And it's some fat Hispanic lady. I'm like, she's in fucking Pennsylvania.
Right.
So she's not even in her own home territory. Imagine how they are in Miami. They're so fucking loud. These fucking Cubans.
Well, they got to keep the music up so you can't hear the gunshots.
That's right.
You got it. This guy's on fire.
Be here in 15 minutes. We'll send the Compound Media corporate jet pick you up. Be on the tarmac.
I heard it was busy picking up Artie Lang.
Oh, that was a load of junk you heard. All right, well, thank you for calling in.
All right, thanks.
All right, no problem. Take care.
All right, buddy, take it easy.
My sources are telling me.
This guy was a tough guy. He's a tough guy to break.
No, he was
Hollywood. He's Hollywood. No, Hollywood, Florida.
Hollywood, Florida. What are you fucking? They're there on the airport though. Hollywood. They Hollywood. So I get to Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood.
There's a Hard Rock down there, which is nice.
I got a Hard Rock. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I go to that place in Jupiter, get it drained
from all this fucking prostate talk.
Like, lance it like a wound.
Milk my prostate.
Is that a new one or the same one? Is that a Gatorade you're having? I want a Gatorade. You never get two.
Shove it up your ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the Cardinal did. Up there in Portland. I'm having a bowl of clam chowder. My fucking cork is squirting like a goddamn fucking fire hose and a bunch of you-know-whats
like
in Alabama. That's right. Civil rights, folks. Green Mile. Hey, boss. Hey, boss. Take my hand, boss.
Didn't Green Mile win stuff, too?
Yeah, the little mouse.
Like green something.
Yeah, remember? Yeah, just call it anything, right?
Green people. It's so sad, Green Book, and people are not. It's not even a movie that people are. Even Hollywood's not supporting it.
Hey, Garrett, were the ratings down for the Academy Awards this year?
They were.
Said they were up from last year.
Oh no,
because Jimmy Kimmel wasn't there.
Everyone wanted to see.
Everyone wanted to see how bad it was going to be. So maybe they got us outsmarted. Maybe they're like, we won't have a guest next week. Next year they won't have any dudes.
They won't even.
People be like, are they going to really do it? And everybody will watch.
Yeah. Just like what's going to happen next, or they just have like
they should just have your next presenter Louis C.K. and people are just like, oh, and Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey.
They come out of float.
And the best picture is presented by Donald Trump. Yeah, ratings would be crazy. They know how to get ratings.
Come out like
they're afraid to do it.
Like in a dog sled.
All these cunts, all these Meryl Streeps would be like, he's offensive.
They come out.
Green Book's offensive if you have to watch a whole movie. It's fucking so long and boring.
They come out like
watching a white guy drive a black dude. It's called Uber.
They come out on a dog sled when all the, instead of dogs, it's Chinese sex slaves. You know, just like pulling it across the.
Yeah, Robert Kraft is in the back, like Santa with his sleigh.
There's a hologram of Brody Stevens doing crowd work.
On a Rudolph and Prancer, it's all these Asian slave names for them.
Right,
Sunyi,
on Sunyi, on Dalma, on Rudolph. Listen, later on, it's my cock you'll be fixing.
Oh, my God. Where the fuck is Frank? This Frank guy, he's
we're almost at the end of the show. It's stupid at this point.
Huh?
We're like at the eighth inning or something. I mean, like, when's he going to show up? He's on. Is he on his way?
No, he's sending me screenshots of our conversation, but it's on our conversation.
Okay, I don't know.
We're doing DMs on Twitter, and he's sending me screenshots of the DM. So I'm like, I don't even know what he's doing, but anyway. No, you got to follow up with everybody. I fucking remember what's that guy's Keanu Thompson and what's Alan? Mm-hmm. He said one time I said to him, I go blah blah blah. No, I was so relieved that he said yes, he could do it because we didn't have a guest. I have a guest for Wednesday. I have a guest for like this. But I just asked him, can you do the show tomorrow? I thought he was going to say no. He said yes, and I was just like, okay, great. And then, but Keanu and fucking Alan were supposed to come one week. He said, I wasn't exactly precise on what day it was or whatever. He just shows up. He goes, I thought it was a maybe. So I learned my lesson. Fool me once, shame on you, right? Yeah. Whatever the fuck. But it happened twice. It's the second time it happened, so.
Dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
What do you want? You want to be a fucking pool boy?
Do I ever? Cabana boy.
You want to be a pool boy's assistant? You're going to even dress for it as the pool boy.
You're going to Mai Tai and shrimp salad?
You're fucking, you're dressed for the summer and your shirt's a wrinkled mess.
I'm here, though.
So your wife's here, right? Your wife's home?
She's home, yeah.
How'd that go?
Are you saying I'm depressed? It's fine. I actually got laid this morning. We had a really nice lunch. Had a couple glasses of wine at lunch.
With her?
Yeah, with her, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you mean the lunch or the late? The late with her, yeah, with the wife and then
no, lunch. But you guys are hanging around each other?
Yeah, we get along great. No static. She's great. So she's got a bunch of projects. She has 7 waves. So she has wave 1 is to do all this stuff in the house. Wave 2 is to do something else. There's all these like projects she wants to do. You know, we've got something. I don't know. We're going to go.
Where'd she get this from?
From she has a book, and at lunch she was showing me her wave book and all of her.
But where'd she get this wave thing from?
It was just in her mind.
Like a new thing women do.
She just started off. No, she's very like together, you know. Like you wouldn't know how to handle my wife. Like not that I'm saying your wife isn't together, but like my wife is like
she's a professional lady.
She's a professional lady. That's right. Exactly. She just like does her shit and gets it done. But I think she's going to be really bored. Like I'm doing Bill Schultz's show tomorrow, I want to talk to E-Rock and I want to talk. I talked to Garrett already, but like I want to do any serious. I'll do any show here, Sirius XM. I'll go on the NASCAR channel, the Catholic channel, the Jewish channel. I'll do anything. I'll do anything with you if you want. I just want to get out of the fucking house. I don't know. Whatever.
Other than that, you and your wife are getting along great.
Well, no, we're getting along great, but like today.
It's only the first day. It's the first
exactly.
Monday.
I gotta I get really bored in the house, and it's like I just lay around the house and like I just kind of like listen to a podcast or maybe try and watch TV or something. Well, if I don't have anything to do, so it's like I need things to do to occupy myself to get out of the house. So mm-hmm. It's fun. It's mm-hmm. Good. I'm looking forward, and you know, Dislabeled is turning out great apparently. So I'm excited about that. It's almost done, and we've got some you know, there's some movement about some bullshit. Whatever. Who cares? Mm. So, Mark, what do you have going on these days? Okay.
Trying to find love.
In this town, it's not easy. This boy had to join the Air Force to find the man he's going to spend the rest of his life with. Right, exactly. Are there any Air Force? They're making Top Gun 2.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they are making Top Gun 2.
Wait, you're going to be a pilot?
You can't. I'm a mechanic.
Oh, because I was going to say, with those glasses, I would think you're already disqualified.
you must like this show.
I would love to, but my eyes are straight garbage.
No, well, you listen, preach to the choir. You like our show? Do you like our show because we drone?
You should be as rep.
Right? Do you like the show?
This guy can see great with his glasses. I can't see for shit.
As far as I'm concerned, this guy's the goods.
Yeah.
Get him one of those MIG-13s or whatever.
I mean, you don't want me, but this guy is all right.
All right. Do you like our show because we drone on and on?
Dude, I love it. I love Kevin. I love you.
Thank you. Man. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. Where are you going to your training? What part of the country?
Texas. Blackland Air Force Base.
Well, that's a big one, right?
Yes.
How close is that to like a major city?
It's literally right in the middle of San Antonio.
Oh, that's.
Oh,
fun.
I've been there.
Yeah, really.
Oh, yeah, nice. they have a big. Yeah, whenever you do San Antonio, there's a lot of Navy, there's a lot of seamen and a lot of.
Right, and your asshole.
A lot of a lot of soldiers down there.
Right.
Yeah, Texas is crawling with soldiers and prisons.
Yeah. Right. And great strip clubs though. So have you lost?
Not great. Just like Tampa wasn't
Houston.
Great. Tampa stunk.
You didn't go to
Houston
the right.
Sucks too. Houston's
he's from Houston.
Sucks.
He knows what he's talking about.
I've never been to a good strip club in Houston. Never.
I don't.
Austin's okay, but it's like they all think they're princesses. Like they really have a fucking high opinion of themselves. Those whores.
When you go to Austin,
Texas.
You go to Austin, you walk in, you go, yeah, baby. Like Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah. That's when I saw they did a Wayne's World reunion, and those guys should do them. They should do a third season. Didn't they do Wayne's World 2? They should do Wayne's World 3 as the grown-ups. Wouldn't that be hilarious, Wayne's World, to see how they are as grown-ups?
It's like male pattern baldness. Well,
they still live with their parents. Right. It would be funny, and they try to have jobs, and they're Uber drivers. They update it.
Right.
I'm sure they already did, but, I mean, it's like it's so obvious, and then we have to watch Green Book.
Hey, were you invited, by the way, to the 40th anniversary SNL thing?
No. When was it?
It was like three or four years ago.
Oh, thanks for bringing it up.
No, I don't. I mean, if you weren't, you didn't miss it. If you wouldn't go to Patty's wedding, you're not going to that fucking thing. You're like, fuck you, Lorne Michaels.
My wife's like, yeah, I really want to go. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I fucked up again.
Right.
No, because she wanted to go. I didn't think she wanted to go. I didn't want to go. Listen.
You're going by yourself.
No, it's a fight. I got to drive up with my kids, and I got to fucking, it's just, it's too much running around, so.
I think Adam went.
No, Adam said he couldn't go. My wife said, Adam, I guess on the latest chick chat, Tired Twats, he said he couldn't go.
Well, you know.
Anyway, go ahead, caller.
Hand jobs?
Kevin, I was just curious if you heard what Bill had to say about you last Thursday on the show.
No, what'd he say?
Well, he said you haven't done anything funny in comedy since the Chappelle show.
Bill Schultz said that?
Yes, he did.
You were involved with Chappelle. Was he making a joke on Neil? What is this?
I think so. I think that's pretty obvious. So he's saying you're as funny as Neil.
No, he's making a joke that I haven't done anything because I haven't done anything since the Chappelle show, which I didn't even do. So he's saying I'm a nothing. Listen, I pay my rent. This guy's going to be homeless. I put a curse on him. He looks like he has AIDS. He looks like he has a early onset of AIDS, doesn't he?
Mid.
If AIDS was around still, wouldn't you think Bill Schultz has AIDS? Because he's like he's thin, he's weak. He always has like random illnesses. Like he was wearing like a wrist. He had a fucking cast on his wrist.
Right.
It was almost like, oh, what are you, did you go bowling or do you have AIDS? You know what I mean? Like that was one of the things where like guys who had AIDS always had like random things. Like, what's wrong with your wrist? I don't know. The doctor doesn't know either.
Right.
So then they finally see a lesion on his back, and then they go, oh shit, AIDS.
Harpacy's
sarcoma. I'm sure he doesn't have health insurance because I know Compound Media doesn't have health insurance. And if it did, I'm sure Gabby Hoffman would be doing all the physicals. they'd have one of the sweatshops take care of you. So Bill Schultz, you know, I mean, he's not a threat to me. Neil's not even a threat to me. Neil is like, Neil is always going like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Neil is doing nothing. He's doing a movie with Steve Byrne. Steve Byrne on Twitter, you can tell Steve Byrne, you can tag Steve Byrne and tell him that I'm not talking, just the caller, everybody, that the movie's going to be a failure because, Neil's not a threat. Bill Schultz is absolutely not a threat. Bill Schultz, for me, is job security because they can't fire me because Bill Schultz has 4 days a week. So if they're giving Bill Schultz 4 days a week, I mean, his show stinks, right? So isn't that absolute job security? Because if they're going to fire anybody, they're going to fire Bill Schultz first and not me. If they fire Bill Schultz, then I have to be like, oh, shit, I guess I'm next. I'm the next worst show that's more than one day a week.
I think I'm worried, though, because I don't know who Steve Byrne is, but is this movie about a firefighter?
Byrne, if your name is Byrne, doesn't mean you have to be a firefighter.
All right, okay.
But I get it. It's a pun.
Yeah. Did I hit that one on the hose?
Which camera am I on?
Camera
like
four.
When that was said.
Camera one.
Which camera am I on? So yeah, so Bill Schultz, I he was big when Red Eye was big and when print journalism was big back in the 80s when him and Jimmy Breslin
Martinez. Yeah. Yo, get this to the printer. Watergate and shit.
This motherfucker.
This motherfucker. Yo, Nixon's going down. Deep throat mop cock. You know what I'm saying?
So, Bill Schultz, you know, whatever. I don't know. Maybe I should get a lady co-host. Wouldn't that be funny? And she was always crying. Because I said mean stuff to her. You're a cunt. Ow! That's a problem with women.
A black female co-host.
That's a problem with women. That's a problem with women and female comics is they like to cry. I mean, not female comics, just comics. Comics are like, I heard Gary Goldman wants to beat me up now. It says something about him because you can't say anything about a comic because they're very sensitive, and women are very sensitive anyway, so they like to cry. So women comics are probably like to cry a
Gary
lot.
Coleman, just lay flat on the ground. He won't be able to reach you. He's has giant arms from like 7 feet tall. Like.
Yeah, the bouncer said he's looking for me.
Oh.
Well, the bouncer said, "Are you kidding?" He goes, "No."
Can you get here in 15 minutes?
So the bouncer, one of the black bouncers at the whatchamacallit says, "Oh, here he is."
Who's this?
I don't know.
Oh, hi. Hey, all right. Well, welcome to the show. Pull up a chair. My wife made peanut butter kisses. Help yourself to one if you'd like. They're on the coffee table out there.
I like a different kind of kiss from your wife.
Brown kiss?
A prostate kiss.
Yeah. Yeah, you like a little roll oyster back there? Push it out. Leave a little mud bunny. I saw the greatest fucking prank on YouTube. This mom had, like, taken a diaper, and a little kid was, like, 1.5 years old, and she put all these brownies in the diaper, and then she set her camera up, and the kid's eating the brownies out of the diaper. The father cooks. The father comes in and goes, "Oh, no, no, no." He thought the kid was eating shit. And he goes, "No, no, like, Billy, no." I'm in there jerking off. And they're like, "Yeah." No, and then.
Because you like brownies?
I like little kids eating shit. No. No, and then I was so funny. And the mom, you know.
Then she let him in. She let him.
Eventually. Oh, God, funny, it was like 9 minutes in. She goes with it, you know. She's like, "But did you let him eat his shit?" He's like, "No, I didn't know."
I remember that. No, because you get a lot of views with that kind of prankster.
Oh, yeah. If little kids and shit. Fucking home run. I made a video of my daughter when she was.
People like kids' videos. They like dog videos, anything.
Yeah.
Where kids doing something dumb or almost gets killed.
I made a video of my daughter called "It's Not a Party Till Somebody Pees on the Floor" because her friend, the little girl, pees on the floor. It's gotten like 850,000 views on YouTube. I promise you. You want to watch it?
Yeah.
Hey, Garrett. Would you please go on YouTube and pull up "It's Not a Party Till Somebody Pees on the Floor"? It's a YouTube video. You don't actually see her little friend pee.
Oh, fuck it then. You don't actually see.
Oh, wait a minute.
You got to call her up and he goes, "You don't actually see. It's not really."
She's right off.
Come on, man.
It's good. You can see the father.
It's good.
You can see the father mopping up the piss. Is that it? Do we sound?
It's just girls running around with a dog.
Yeah, I'm getting sound out of it.
That's weird.
And this is your kids?
The little blonde one, the one that's yelling at the other one. She's got on like a white and pink. This is a while ago. Yeah. Okay.
So these are your kids?
One is my kid. The other one's her friend.
And that's
you? I guess we can't hear it for some reason. That's weird. But tell me how many views it has, Garrett, please.
340,000.
Total?
No, 340.
No, that's
total?
That's not right then. Somebody like, is it possible somebody took it down or something?
Yeah, you've been pirated.
"It's Not a Party Till Somebody Pees on the Floor"?
Yep. Are there two of them?
340 is a little different than 850,000. And if somebody offered you a gig, you're like, "How much is it?"
Right.
"It's 850,000. Then you get there, they pay you $340. Would you be like, "Wow, that's a big difference. That's a gigantic difference."
Talk to the manager.
850,000.
That's weird. It had huge views.
Because you're blind.
No, it's not because of that. I don't know. Something happened. Something.
Just make up stuff. You have a gigantic dick.
Hit myself in the foot.
You have a gigantic dick. 850,000 views.
Blew up in my face. I'll be honest with you. But
what else is going to blow up in your face?
We need to hear Louis C.K. anytime soon? Blow up my face. I don't know. But anyway, I don't know. Something weird happened in the video. There's no audio, and it's 340,000.
Where'd a guy go to my, the fucking... Why, just call, ask me, where's the show? Where's your show?
Well, you're not the easiest person to talk to. Or
I was texting, and there's no talking involved.
Even that's kind of bad.
Is it?
A little bit.
Too bad you're not a girl. You could start crying. every show would have my co-host crying. Right. I think I'm on to something.
Mascara running down her face.
Every week I'm going to be like, this week's going to be different. And then every show ends with her crying.
Ike and Tina Turner.
Oh, you're mean. You're mean. How does your wife deal with you? And then I cut the video of me beating my wife. That's how she deals with me.
What's the meanest thing you've ever said to your wife? What do you think?
What? I don't know.
Got something good? No.
Nothing really.
I said something really mean to my wife.
What?
When she was about... 8 months, when she was about 8 months, our daughter was about 8 months old, and the kid was just crying. It was 3 a.m, she couldn't get her to sleep. I just came downstairs, and I said, "Do you think you'll ever get good at this?" It's kind of mean, right?
That is mean.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I've said meaner than that.
Really?
I can't remember off the top of my head, though. I'm like Barry Ribs. Right. Oh, I got a good one,
is
Kevin.
Is he alive?
I don't know. He hasn't tweeted yet.
I'm not kidding. I thought
he started to think maybe he killed himself because I made him feel so bad about the last time he was on.
When he got arrested for that?
Huh?
Can you get arrested for, like, talking?
How long would it take for someone to find Barry Ribs if he killed himself?
Probably stink after 2 days.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
In his basement apartment in Elizabeth?
Yeah, all that grape soda in his, like, in colon, his intestines. Yo, yo, Kevin.
Who's this guy looking through he's looking through boxes.
Okay, sorry. Help yourself. That's where we
It's like, this guy's auditing our...
I know. Get yourself some swag.
He's like undercover boss. We're not supposed to notice him. He's looking through stuff. He just sits down. He sits down in our chair. Fuck is this guy? Hey, I'm your new third mic.
Right.
I'm T-shirt Bob.
Started hanging cameras in case we're sex slaves. I need sex slaves.
In case Comey's doing human trafficking. He makes Brian blow people.
Yeah, right. All these mattresses here at night.
Give Asian guys hand jobs.
Comey's like, no, it's turnover.
Asian guys go to Asian places for hand jobs?
My trainer today is Filipino. He goes all the time.
To an Asian hand job place?
Not all the time, but he's been in the past. But
you do get nervous going to those places because you don't know what's going on.
I don't
on.
Think you're going to be. The only thing I'd be nervous about, I would go to them in the past.
No, I want to get arrested.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Oh, it'll be a little scandalous for my. But if I got arrested in Florida, nobody would know about it. But it would be something to talk about, and it would be good for my show.
You walked within 14 feet of two black guys in front of a brightly lit building, and you called it almost getting jumped. I can't imagine.
Dude, I would have got jumped. Two guys on a 12:30 in the morning on a Thursday.
Right.
It's not like a party night. And if people party Thursday in a city, but in Jersey City, it gets very quiet. So if I run into anybody on the way home, I was like, two guys. I ran into a lot of black dudes by themselves, but usually like on the weekend or whatever. And I just act like, hey, man, I'll fuck you up too, you know? But two guys, it's almost like street thing where they have to do something or say something or give me your groceries, motherfucker.
Groceries?
No, because I was at Duane Reade. I was at the others at CVS. I look like a bitch.
Yo, what's up, man?
I look like a bitch.
You got any cocoa butter in that bag?
Yo, you got any granola bars, motherfucker? Yes, I do. I was just gonna hand them both $100 and just have a nice day.
I'm gonna keep the $600. Here, you guys each get $100 though.
Yeah.
Just for sure.
All right. So, this week it's already sold out, but I'm at some place in Pennsylvania. Soul Joe Productions, and then the 9th, I'm in Burlington, New Jersey, with Mark Riccadonna. That's not sold out yet. It's called Brick Wall in Burlington, New Jersey. I'll put it on my website. I'll put it on this week's show from my website, and then me and Julie are doing a show 2 weeks from this weekend in South Jersey. Me and Julie from the Stern Show.
Yep. Remember, go to Brian P. McCarthy and click on the shop. Oh, there's so much great stuff there. Just go check it out. Promo code for the T-shirts is Gay4Pay.
What is it again?
GayForPay. And if you need to get a hold of me, at Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter. All right.
And then what happens if they get a hold of you?
And you
talked to that guy from Boston? Now
he tweeted me, and I tweeted back to everybody.
Now you guys are DMing each other?
I don't DM. I just, somebody goes, hey, what is your, do you like to go, do you like steak? I go, sirloin, but then it comes out like sirlion or whatever. It always gets fucked up.
Nobody, you can never fix it? Don't they read it back to you?
I gotta go back and then type with my finger. It's just
you gotta do it? Oh, they can't autocorrect it with voice?
No. Oh. I can like delete
it and try
it
again.
Yeah, but I also do think it's funny that it looks like I'm having a stroke, so I don't really.
Yeah, well, the joke. I guess the jokes never gets tired. It's the same that you can't type, but every once in a while you get it right. It's like this show.
Yep, this is a good one today.
Maybe I should do a show once a week with a girl just crying. Yep. But they wouldn't be able to take it. They'd throw themselves in front of a fucking train. You know,
right. You're gonna die alone. You're gonna die alone. Right, or make him date Mark. Should have dating game with Mark. How funny would that be? Like, sit him over here, like, get the girls over here. And Memphis Monroe, remember that blonde?
Yeah, we should do a dating game with you.
Yeah, he'll do it. He's down.
Karen Feehan and one of her.
Oh, Karen Feehan. Need a place to sit? Let me get a close shave. She can sit on my face. Hey.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Good luck in the Air Force.
And good luck in the Air Force.
Hoping you're all right.
Thanks to the booth.
Booth. Give me the booth.
Thanks
give me
to
the booth.
Compound. I got...